SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Stocks took a beating on Wall Street today. They tumbled after President Trump said he was considering a massive increase of import taxes on Chinese products. He also said he may call off a planned meeting with China's leader as part of an upcoming trip to South Korea. At least 19 people are missing and feared dead after an explosion at a Tennessee military munitions plant. The huge blast, about 60 miles southwest of Nashville, was felt miles away. A local sheriff described it as one of the worst scenes he's ever witnessed. Mass firings of federal workers have begun. President Trump and his top officials have warned that they would use the government shutdown to make more job cuts. Just last week, the president posted an AI-created video portraying the White House budget director as the Grim Reaper. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says there's an easy way out of the shutdown, passing a stopgap funding bill.
We need five bold, courageous Democrats with a backbone who are willing to take on their far-left activist base. Join us in passing this.
In the meantime, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries argues that Republicans are responsible for the stalemate.
The American people are sick and tired of the chaos, crisis, and confusion that has been visited upon the country by Donald Trump and Republican complete control of Congress.
It's now the 10th day of the federal government shutdown. Again, at the closing bell on Wall Street, the S&P 500 sank more than 2.5%, its worst day since April. The NASDAQ was down more than 800 points, suffering a 3.5% loss. And for the Dow Jones Industrials, they were down nearly 2% in value. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington tells us that young men are going to church.
A new study released by the Barna Group indicates that amongst millennials and Generation X, males are attending church in numbers exceeding those of females, a reversal of a historical trend. Barna finds that 43% of men in those generations are going to worship services versus 36% of women. In fact, Barna says this is the first time in all the decades that they have measured church attendance that men have outpaced women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York County's law banning males from playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and recreational facilities has been halted for now, just days after a judge upheld it. A state appeals court has barred Nassau County from enforcing the ban while a legal challenge plays out. The decision comes after a lower court judge upheld the local law Monday, saying the ban does not categorically exclude transgender individuals. This is SRN News. A Venezuelan opposition leader is the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize.
Maria Corina Machado is described by the Nobel Committee as a woman who keeps the flame of democracy burning in Venezuela amid a growing darkness.
This is a movement. This is an achievement of a whole society. I am just, one person. I certainly do not deserve this.
President Trump had been jockeying to win the Peace Prize.
Perhaps they'll find a reason not to give it to me. Perhaps they will.
The White House says the Nobel Committee proved they place politics over peace. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S.-brokered ceasefire went into effect today. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war, with all the remaining hostages, taken 2 years ago, set to be released within days. More details at srnnews.com.